This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Global powder markets are impacting CME dairy prices, and rising global milk output is a concern as we look to 2018. That's according to High Ground Dairy's Eric Meyer, who's joined by Lee Milkey of the Milkey Market Weekly.
Eric, CME dairy prices have seen some ups and downs, but powder may be a big part of the reason, and what's happening globally may be driving that. Explain it.
In Europe, it's very similar to what we had in the United States years ago. They had a support program, or what they call intervention, where the European Commission buys a fixed amount of product at a fixed amount of price. That program ended for the season in September, and so there is officially no floor price in a market that has over 800 million pounds of skim milk powder in storage. We compete with the rest of the world market here in the States and New Zealand and other regions on exporting skim milk powder, and so those prices are back to historic lows. That has a pretty profound impact here for those that are tied to the Class 4 market. It has created a bit of a bearish environment. However, butter prices remain high. Stocks globally remain relatively tight. And while prices in Europe are coming off dramatically from where they had been, which comparing into the U.S. market, about $3.80 a pound was the high just under 2 months ago, we are seeing that market in a correction. But very similar to what happened here in the States, we think that's just the first year of what could be more years of a bull market in butter. So while that's good news for dairy producers, the one thing that we're most nervous about for our farmers heading into 2018 is the amount of milk that is going to be coming out of Europe over the next 6 months. Milk production there up over 3% in August, the last numbers generated. We think those numbers could get to 4 or even 5% more milk. They represent 60% more milk in their milk shed than the U.S. That has a potential to really weigh down our prices here during the first half of next year.
Is not China increasing its imports of dairy products right now, Eric?
They certainly are. The last import report that came out here for September had both whole and skim milk powder numbers on the rise. This time of season is part of their down years. It's optimistic that they are moving those numbers and their imports are getting back to some pretty strong levels. However, even with strong demand, the overwhelming amount of milk to come out of Europe may keep prices down in the near term as we get corrected on the supply-demand balance.
High Ground Dairy Broker Eric Meyer.